my friends. Please be seated. On the back table by the offering plate, there's an outline for you. If you'd like to follow along, take some notes today, fill in the blanks. You'll see that on the screen, those words that go in the blank are in bold, underlined, and italicized. So hopefully you won't miss them when you're hearing the word of the Lord for us today. Matthew chapter 1, this unique reading for us today, this unique day, really, right? When this morning we finish up the Advent season, and we move then in just a few hours into the Christmas celebration, Christmas Eve, and of course tomorrow, Christmas Day. I hope you have all of your preparations finalized, finished, right? Because time is running out. And isn't that really the message of Advent, right? To be prepared. That time is running out. That we're called to be ready for the Lord's coming. And the duality that we celebrate today in this season is represented especially today, once in Bethlehem, and then, of course, his return one day. And as we've been moving through this Advent season, we've been gathered with people who are longing and waiting for the Lord to come, that promised Messiah, who are looking forward to his birth, even as they, like us, are looking forward to his coming. We look forward to his coming again. We met with Zechariah, where we found that reality, his reality, and faith, and that faith that Zechariah possessed, meets reality of where he's at. And that faith then defines for him that reality and what he's called to be about as the father of the forerunner of the Messiah. And how that faith that you and I possess meets our reality too. We've joined with Mary, where faith overcomes reality. When we're faced with those challenges, those callings, those issues that are of faith, faith overcomes that reality so that we might be the people that we've been called to be in God's grace and goodness. And so it is with our faith as well. We met with Elizabeth, where faith addresses reality and gives understanding and clarity to the issues that we're facing because we're people of the Lord God and we see his larger purposes being expressed and worked out. And so we believe and praise the Lord even in the midst of our realities. Well, today we meet with Joseph this morning. And tonight there's one more person that we'll meet with, but this morning it's Joseph. Reality meets faith. And for Joseph, we see that faith defines that reality. So it is for you and me. The faith we've been called into defines our reality. These days of waiting, longing, preparation, of living, serving, of enjoying the celebration of the coming of the Christ child. So Joseph's reality gives clarity to how faith would define this reality. We hear in verse 18, this is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. And Matthew is laying out the account. This is the reality of the coming of the promised Messiah. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. And so these two people that the Lord God had chosen to use for his special purposes now we're betrothed to one another in the reality of time and a place and in the history of the course of mankind, the Lord God choosing to let faith then define this reality. As a result of reality, truth then is what we see being conveyed. This is the birth of the Messiah happening in this way. In Bethlehem, Joseph as a dad, Mary as a mother, under the decree of Cyrenius, governor of Syria, with a census being taken. This is an undisputed reality for us as God's people. And not just as God's people, but as the world. The world recognizes, even in our secular unbelieving history, that this person, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, was born. And in this way, in this reality. And for us as people of faith, this faith in this Messiah defines then our reality. For Matthew tells us this is the birth. The word he uses there is Genesis, or as we a lot of times pronounce it, Genesis, in our English. And there's several ways that this word Genesis, birth, Genesis, might be understood. The first way is obvious, that which is of the origin of life or existence. And this is where we see the creation account, Genesis, the account of the origins of the existence of life and everything that supports life. Now, this is not what Matthew is talking about and referring to, because Jesus, as the second person of the Godhead in his eternal existence, was there and part of the creation process, bringing the genesis of existence to being. When the Godhead spoke, "Let there be," Jesus was there. So this word, or this, I should say, this definition in this word doesn't apply to what Matthew's talking about. Nor does this word genesis mean in this instance that it's a description of a lineage or where they come from, your family tree, in other words. Both Matthew and Luke will give a genealogy of Jesus Christ in his family tree, one pointing to the royal line of David, describing this Messiah Jesus, the babe of Bethlehem, as royalty, and the other as describing him from an earthly father, giving him a legal standing as a person that was born in Bethlehem. But this is not what this means here in this description, that the lineage is being described. When Matthew says, "This is the birth of Jesus Christ," what he's talking about is that which concerns one's nativity. Do you know that you have a nativity? We don't call it that, do we? We call it a birthday. Yeah, your birthday. We don't typically call Jesus' birth his birthday. We can. We typically describe it as his nativity. Because there's more to this than just simply a birth. That in the nativity of Jesus Christ is the incarnation, right? God choosing to take on human flesh and being born in human likeness and putting himself into humanity in the way of sin and its curse. This is the nativity of Jesus. This is what Matthew is talking about. The birth, the nativity, God becoming flesh and making his dwelling among us. This is Joseph's reality of how the Lord God was choosing to work through this woman, Mary, who he's betrothed to, and now where Joseph's faith defines his reality. Before they came together, we're told, Mary was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. But because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. This was what would make sense to Joseph and to you and me. Pondering such a situation, this is the reality I live in, and I've got some obligations here, don't I, if I'm going to be faithful to the law? And I want to care for Mary, but if this is true that she's pregnant, well, then this defines our betrothal, doesn't it? And what about the community in which I live in? And I want to be faithful and truthful with them, and don't I have some things I need to say? Don't I? And so Joseph is pondering this. Matthew says Joseph considers then, as he's pondering this news and how he's going to respond. He ponders, though, and he reflects on his situation because of his faith. All of that concept is wrapped up in that one little word, Joseph ponders. And all of that is all that pondering is defined by what's at work within him. Just like it's at work within you and me. Faith. Faith ponders our reality in the lens and in the eyes of who we're called to be as people of God, in the kingdom of God, in a relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's where then faith defines our reality. As it did for Joseph, friends, so it does for us. And it's because of this faith that we've been given to define our reality that we see then and have a chance to respond to the gift of the grace that God has given us. It is the working of the Lord God Almighty in us so that this faith that we live by is reality, defines our reality. It's the working of the Lord. How else would Joseph take Mary? And how else would Mary receive this news and allow Joseph to for them to come together as husband and wife, not consummating their marriage until Jesus is born, but to recognize this is God's hand at work. And yes, we'll name him Jesus. That's not the traditional way to do this, but we'll respond accordingly. Because faith is defining our reality. Lord, this is your working in us as it is for you and me in the midst of our reality. Faith defines our reality. For an angel of the Lord Almighty appeared to Joseph in a dream and told him, this is the working of the Lord as your faith understands, believes, and then accepts your reality. What is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. The Lord God Almighty is at work in a miraculous way. Joseph, that is outside of you, doesn't make sense to you. You may not understand. But your reality isn't based on that. Your reality is in faith that trusts and believes and is moving in you to obey. And the angel said, he will save his people from their sins. This is how the Lord God is promising to bring about his plan of salvation. Joseph, you're a part of this. Faith is defining your reality as the Lord God is bringing about the salvation that he'll offer then in his one and only Son. As you're going to find out, Joseph, our Heavenly Father has loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son. You'll be there for the birth of that one and only Son. So that all who, like you, Joseph, would believe where faith defines their reality would be saved unto life everlasting. For this child is God with us. The very presence of a Savior with us. In our reality, of which faith defines that reality, in the moving, in the working of God with us. And the Lord God is with you and me as he lives in us through this blessing and this gift of faith. A faith that certainly defines that every everyday living of which we're about is God's people. It defines our reality. It defines our reality that, like you, I can't wait to come together again and worship the Lord at his birth, to celebrate what he gives to us in that grace-filled message that Jesus has come, that he is here, that he lives among us as Emmanuel, and that he will come again one day. And all of this reality that weighs us down right now will be given way to the reality of a faith in which all things are new. Well, for Joseph, when he woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord God Almighty had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife, but he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. So, Joseph's reality is defined by his faith. And that faith then defines reality as it does for us. And there are some examples that we can pick up here from Joseph of how this might play out in our everyday living. How is it that faith would define my reality? Well, like Joseph, there's some things. One is he did something. He took Mary as his wife. In other words, he responded rightly. And this is our call then, as faith defines my reality. Responding rightly by doing that which I'm asked to do because I'm in a relationship with my Lord through faith. And that faith defines my reality. So yes, Lord, it might not make sense. I might not understand it all. But you're called me to obey, to trust in that obedience, and to walk in your ways. So like Joseph, as faith defines reality, we do. There's some things that we're called to do in obedience, certainly. There also are some things that he did not do. He did not consummate his marriage per the angel's instruction. That means for us responding rightly in faith by doing something even though I could. Because I'm in a relationship with the Lord through faith, which defines my reality. I might have every opportunity to do something, but it doesn't mean I should, because the Lord has called me to walk in faith, which is asking me to do something different in this reality. That also is a reflection then of faith being worked out and living out in our reality. And Joseph gave. Responding rightly by doing that which I am asked to do, even though I have the consensus to do something different. And you know what we're talking about here. He gave, Joseph gave his son the name Jesus. According to community consensus, his son would have been named Bar-Joseph, son of Joseph. And that would have been the normally accepted practice in those days. But Joseph, practicing that faith in his reality, even though he had the consensus of the community, he obeyed and he followed and he exercised that faith and he named his son Jesus, like the angel had told him to do. Because Joseph was in a relationship like you and me, like we are with our Lord through faith. And that faith defines our reality. We have one more ornament to add to our tree. It's getting very colorful back there. Very beautiful. And we have one more ornament that you can add to it. I didn't hand them out today. I didn't give them to you in your seats. They're back there on the little table. So today, after worship, you'll have an opportunity to take a heart and write something on there that you're grateful in the love of God for you in Christ Jesus that defines your reality by faith. What is it about the faith that you've been given in Jesus Christ that defines your reality because you know your Heavenly Father loves you? Add an ornament to our tree. Fill in the spaces, the blank spaces. Put as many ornaments on there as you want. And let's proclaim unto the Lord God Almighty, along with each other, in the joy and celebration of the Christ child's coming among us. Yes, Lord, where reality meets faith, faith defines my reality. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, for the gift of your one and only Son, Jesus, and for his return again one day, we long, we wait, we anticipate, Lord, not just the worship and the celebration of his birth, but for you to return again, where our faith that you've called us into defines for us then these days our living, our reality, unto life everlasting, and the promise to be with you in eternity. There, that reality will be known in your presence forevermore. So thank you for the blessing of Jesus, for him as our Savior, the forgiver of our sins, the one who gives new life, and the one who allows us in our faith, then for faith to define our reality. We add another ornament to our tree, Lord, a little heart that responds in thanksgiving and praise to you for you who have first loved us so that we might love you. And we give it to you as an offering of praise, adding the decoration to our Christmas tree. In Jesus' name, and to your praise and glory, we give you thanks. Amen. Amen. Friends, may the peace of God that passes our understanding, as you're waiting for the birth of the Christ child and celebration in just a few hours, and for his return again one day, may that spirit of peace be with you always. as your faith defines your reality in Jesus, your Savior.